Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, please. Hi, my name is Nadia Ostrov, and I'm calling you because I noticed a monthly unauthorized charges on my card, and the phone number was provided at the customer service I called. And the customer service explained me that because I don't know how I purchased one of this, I guess, deals I received in my email box or something once. And after that deal, like, I spent $6 or $7. And after that, $50 monthly charge to September, I've been charged on my card, which I didn't catch on time, unfortunately. And now I did. So I'm calling to find out, how do I get my refund on that?
All right, let me get the account pulled up. What's your first and last name?
First name, Nadia, N-A-D-Y-A. Last name is Ostroff, O-S-T-R-O-F-F.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
Security purposes, 219 Tuscany Road, Aston, PA.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see here you had originally signed up for the neck massage for shipping charges. Is that correct?
Well, I saw a deal which claimed a neck massage with a great discount and of $6 or $7, and I ordered it. I received a little piece of junk which I can fit in my palm, didn't have batteries, nothing. So I didn't think much about it. I was like, all right, I got scammed. That's fine. I did not sign for anything. I did not sign for any monthly fees, membership, whatever that you call that. I did not. And when I called my bank, they suspect the fraud and they want to start investigation, but I said, let me try to handle it myself before they get involved. So that's why I'm calling. Customer representative wasn't able to help much, so she sent me to you, a supervisor. So I'm having conversation with you if I can get refunds for all the charges I was unlawfully taken advantage of before we can, you know, go any further with this.
Okay. All right. So, okay. My bad. All right. Yeah. So it looked like what happened. Yeah. Whenever you did sign up for it, being that you did not call in to cancel, that's why they kept billing you. So basically, I'm assuming you probably just didn't read the terms to know that when you signed up, if you didn't cancel the day, they were going to bill you for it every month, which most people don't.
Any subscription, I would have email confirmation, right? And if it's a legit company, it would never go to my spam folder. I would have legit confirmation that this amount is charged, and every month I would probably have some kind of notification. That was done probably like a very small print somewhere. Like, you understand. I know it's not probably your first complaint you're dealing with. So you know better. I know too. So let's not, let's just see what we can do before we get any more serious matters involved here. That's all. I'm like really mad that I've been taken advantage of from the scam process and then the $50 charge every month.
Yes, ma'am. So, looks like here I do see you were built on 3-4. Give me 1 second, let me pull this up here. All right, so it looks like on that charge for you, for 3-4, I do see you were billed $56.95. As a one-time courtesy, I can't refund that one for you. Now, I will let you know, due to the length of the time, we will not be able to refund all the charges because our gateway cuts off. So definitely we will not be able to refund all those for you.
I'm sorry, because what?
Because our gateway cuts off. That means we have a certain time frame we can refund charges. After it's so long, they will not let us refund them.
What are those gate times?
I'm not sure. Whenever I try to refund, it'll let me know if the gateway is closed or not.
Okay, can you please try to refund while I'm on the phone with you?
Yes, I'm going to try this last one for you. Give me 1 second.
And can you see my account canceled from now on? So I don't have to receive any other charges from you guys?
Yeah. Yeah, she canceled it for you. She didn't give you a cancellation number.
She did. She gave me seven cancellations. I don't know why seven. It's for every charge, I guess. So I assume I said I'm supposed to receive refund for each one now.
Yeah, what happened?
I did not receive any goods from you. I did not receive any service from you. I didn't sign up for that. That's clear fraud right there. So if I do not get refund, I would have to get somebody else involved in this situation.
Yes, it looks like here, oh my, do you see here, it's saying that the refund did fail due to the gateway, apparently, which is the information that I was giving you because it's been so long.
Which one refund failed?
Just the last one that you were billed on 3/4 that I tried to refund for you.
In March 6th, it was taken from my account. And today is March 12th. It's 6th date. What kind of gate we're talking about?
Ma'am, from the date this was purchased. This was purchased last year, 9/26.
What exactly was purchased? $6 massager? And you charged already $300 for this? I did not sign up for any of this. I do not receive any service from you or any goods. It's fraud. I need the address of the company, please.
There's no address listed here. What did you sign up for? You have to go back to the ad.
I did not sign up for anything. You have to let me give me information. This is very illegal. You understand that, right? I need the entity's name and address. Please.
Okay. There is no address showing here for the neck massager. Where did you initially sign up for it at?
I don't know. You guys got in my email box somehow. So I just clicked the deal, the ad, and I saw the deal, and I was like, okay. I don't remember what it was. Transaction right now come under fast progress, whatever that is, in my bank account.
Yeah, it's just showing the neck massager here. It doesn't even give us that information either.
What am I paying $50 every month for? Explain me this, please.
A neck massager?
Are you kidding me? You saw the net, like, do you see the purchase, what it is? $6 is too much for this. It's a piece of Chinese junk, which doesn't have batteries. It looks like a little plastic clipper, which is fine. I take a loss of $7. That's okay. How I ended up signing up for $50 every month? This is fraud, and you understand that, right, ma'am?
No, ma'am. When you put your information in, you agree to our terms, we give you that information.
Say it again?
That's what you agreed to. Whenever you agreed to pay the shipping, you have to read the terms and conditions. We tell you that if you don't call it to cancel, we're going to bill you, and then you're going to be on a reoccurring every 30 days.
For what?
The neck massager.
Oh, you ship me 7 neck massagers then, right? Every month you ship me one?
Ma'am?
Yes?
Yes, you should have neck massagers every month. You haven't received any?
No, I received only one in September. Okay? So, provide me all information possible that my bank will reach out to you. So, I need, it's hot. And by the way, can you send me this information which I signed for, with the contract which I signed it?
No, ma'am.
You see, why not?
We don't provide that to customers.
What are you talking about?
What you need to do is just have your bank call in and we'll handle it with them. We can't provide any of that information to you.
Okay. All right. So my bank will call you.
Yes.
And then my lawyer
will call
you.
And we'll handle it for you.
Okay. Still, the name of the company, please.
This is just a third party, ma'am. You need to go back to your email.
Fine. I don't have this email anymore.
Okay. The only thing that is showing here is neck massager. That's what
Fine.
You purchased.
I purchased neck massager from what company did I purchase?
And I'm not sure. You got the information in your email. You need to go back to the ad.
And how do I go back to the ad, ma'am?
I'm not sure. That's in your email.
No, it's not.
So you deleted it?
Fine. How do I research this email? What is it? What's the name of the company? What did you
purchase?
I'm not
sure. The only thing it says here, ma'am, is your personal information, what you purchased, and the amount. It doesn't give us
any
of that information.
And where did you purchase it from? Ma'am, where did you purchase it from?
I'm not sure. That's why I said
go
back to your email.
Who do you represent then?
We just supply for online vendors. We're a third party.
Well, you're working with the fraud companies too?
I'm sorry, what was that?
It looks like are you working with fraud companies? Do you vent them? Do you check them? Who are you working with?
Do we do what now?
Okay, can I have your direct phone number so my bank calls you directly? Since a regular customer service cannot handle much. They don't
have
authority.
It's the same number.
1-855-429-8217.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. You've been not very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.